The latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.
We abide by all of the guidelines that Midroll puts in place. We do all the right stuff. And now they're coming in and saying, hey, listen, you've got to go and become the customer of someone else if you want to keep getting any revenue from us.
That's podcaster David Pakman. He says that Midroll, who represents him for advertising, has asked to switch his podcast host, something he calls bullying. He also claims that OmniStudio, who he's being asked to switch to, quote, tracks listeners using a tracking pixel and claims that he's being bullied into sharing your data. Well, we've asked Midroll for a comment, but Sharon Taylor, the CEO of OmniStudio, tells PodNews that OmniStudio does not use tracking pixels to collect personally identifiable information about listeners. Pakman chose to make this announcement in a monetized YouTube video, and for the record, YouTube tracks viewers in many ways and has access to a viewer's full Google account, including, theoretically, cross-linking data about the ads they've seen, the websites they've visited, the locations they've physically visited, their internet search history, their emails, their names, addresses, and telephone numbers, and that of their friends. Curious place to talk about listener privacy. Anyway, in other news, could targeted podcast advertising change lives? Radio France is using TargetSpot to produce personalized podcast advertising that's aware of a listener's location, the local weather, and health data to warn of flu outbreaks, colds, food poisoning, and other issues near them. Don't put HTML into your description tag. That's the result of PodNews research on every popular podcast app out there to help you get beautiful HTML episode notes into podcast apps. In short, put HTML into the content encoded tag and not into the description tag. There's more details, links from our show notes and our newsletter today. The My Podcast Reviews service by Daniel J. Lewis tells us that there are currently 799,482 valid podcasts in Apple Podcasts. He promises a little gift when it hits 800,000, which will probably be later today. French podcast company Saouti has launched Octopus, a hosting platform with a number of different arms, like hosting, distribution, analytics, and monetization. Adori have launched their Android app in early access mode. The company already has an iOS app. The company says it's a full-fledged podcast app built using our SDK that powers exciting new interactive audio experiences. German podcast host Podigy has now got Spotify pass-through, enabling dynamic ad insertion for their customers. They join a number of podcast hosts with pass-through enabled. Zencast, a podcast host based in Melbourne in Victoria in Australia, now supports WebSub, so your podcast gets published faster. We'd love to hear of more podcast apps that do as well. PodNews now has a JSON feed, including enclosures. You'll find more of that in our newsletter and our show notes today. And we've updated our For Podcast Listeners section of our privacy policy to reflect that we're now a client of Triton Digital's podcast metrics, who pass our audio log files. Now, here's the thing. Are we alone in having a privacy policy for podcast listeners? In advice today, how to start a minimum viable podcast. We've advice about that, and also seven ways a good podcast fails at being a great podcast. And in podcasts, the Radio Today programme this week includes Paul Chantler, who's working on the UK's podcast radio. There's a discussion of that during the episode. Podcasters won't get paid, and it does have a pod jock. And there's plenty more in our newsletter at podnews.net.